How many principles do you need to live a successful life? It is easy to get angry. Let's see that in a principle. Anybody can become angry, that is easy, but to be angry with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power and is not easy. Aristotle. Okay, it is easy to see that with anger what Aristotle says is true. But a principle is a truth that is bigger, wider, more encompassing than just the narrow situation we are looking at, in this case anger. If it is really a principle. If this is really a principle, then we can replace the word angry and substitute other words, like patient, like flattering, like smart, like helpful, selfish, generous, diligent, etc. Meaning, all the situations that can arise to a person in a day can be guided by this principle, if it is a true principle. Let's see it with the example, patient. Anybody can become patient, that is easy, but to be patient with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power and is not easy. Anybody can become helpful, that is easy, but to be helpful with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power and is not easy. My innate, soul correction behavior. My innate, soul correction behavior is to jump. To avoid process, and shortcut. Every time I jump, it turns out a mistake. So I need to curtail the behavior, need to manage the strong urge to jump. On the other hand, being complacent, pedestrian, is not going to accomplish much. So I need to take bold, very bold steps if I want to win. Win a game, create a thing that will win in the marketplace. The two behaviors seem to feel to be at odds. Does Aristotle's principle apply to these two? Anybody can jump the queue, that is easy, but to jump the queue with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power and is not easy. Or, anybody can constrict urges, that is easy, but to constrict behaviors with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power and is not easy. Yes, that works. But for this to succeed, one needs to be able to fully distinguish either behaviors. And that takes time and awareness and compassion. And obeying this principle even for the two behaviors, one you want to restrict, the other you want to foster. So I have been at this now for about 6 months. I am clear enough to write about it. I have been observing, practicing this with Free Cell. Now I need to bring it to business. I have been doing business in a pedestrian way. Suppressed. No fun. Now, why should you care? Because this applies to people, all people who want to grow. Unless you have this two conflicting dynamics, you cannot grow. If you cannot grow, you will be stuck where you are. In every challenge I have had students in, this phenomenon, the two seemingly opposing behaviors are there. Unnoticed. For the chatterbox client who may suppress but now needs to find the bold movement too. For the condescending client who may suppress it, but now needs to find the bold movement too. Let's take an outlandish example. You married a leading businessman. In time you come to judge your husband because as a man he is like a big child. You learn in the 67 steps that you should spend 33% of your time with people who are below you in knowledge, expertise, etc. 33% of your time with people on the same level, and 33% with people who are way way ahead of you. And you want to get ahead in your knowledge. You want to grow. So you are looking for mentors. Your husband, you consider the same level, maybe below you. You condescend to him. In an email I remind you that he is way 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 above you, and he could be a mentor to you, in business, if you were willing to see him as that. So you think you'll do that. So you quickly turn around and start behaving like a schoolgirl asking his advice about anything. Praising him. Did you follow Aristotle's principle? This is a question to you, the reader of this sordid tale. Please comment below. The 67 steps is a veritable storehouse of principles. The truth about principles is that you only need one, maybe two to become great and to lead a successful life. Not all of them. No. Even just one can help you do that well. For example, the principle about attitudes. Your job is to pick first one principle and take it to its conclusion. Meaning, apply it everywhere. Instead of dabbling in all. Like a meme addict. And, between you and me, it doesn't matter which two principles you choose. I know it sounds like I have lost it. I haven't. You just haven't looked at principles as if they were really true everywhere. Let's take another principle, the principle of compound interest. Albert Einstein said, The most powerful force in the universe is compound interest. He referred to it as one of the greatest miracles known to man. Compound interest is interest added to the principal of your investment so that from that moment on, the added interest also earns interest. How is it true outside of money? If you increase your production every day, but start at the baseline the next day, you are withdrawing your principal. So your growth will not compound. But if you ratchet in the gains, hold on to it, then even if you only grow your production 1% every day, at the end of a year you'll have grown your production to more than 3 times. The problem is, people do not ratchet in what they gained. So they cannot build on it. Overnight it disappears. It is a rare person who does. If it is knowledge, if it is attitude, if it is seeing. You need to build on what you got the day before. Those who do, grow. Those who don't, stagnate. In the series of challenges I offer, people grow if they take my feedback to heart. If they don't, they will never grow. Same in health. The ones who poo-poo, or argue with my feedback, cannot get and cannot stay healthy. Those who think I am giving them my opinion, my good ideas are going to remain stuck. Probably because they fell victim of a human condition where they are smarter than me. Like the woman with the business leader husband. So what should you do now after reading this article? Pick a principle. Aristotle is a great place to start. And start to embody that principle in every area of life. Or if you believe me and believe that immersion is the key to growth. That without immersion you lose your gain every day. And if you believe me when I say that immersion is very, very difficult to create on your own. Then you'll sign up to my reality challenge, and start the daily not intense, not time-consuming, gentle process of immersing yourself into altering your life. To the better. A principle-given life is a life where you grow and experience a life worth living. Where the spirit is flying. I just did a Google search, and as expected, every good idea is called a principle. So don't be confused. Unless a principle is true in every area of life, in every circumstance, it is not a principle. It is a good idea. Good ideas are a dime a dozen, maybe even a dime a dozen dozens. Don't fall for the busy life, the memes suggest you to fall for. Pick one principle and apply it everywhere to your life. If it doesn't work in every area, then it is not a principle.